Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. While helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And we're back, hour number two of Leading Edge Medicine this morning, September 30th. We are live in the studio, 800-465-8770. And Dr. Mixon, you had a comment on the, why is it taking so long to see my doctor?
And it's so irritating. Because when people are sick, that's when they're sick. If you hurt today, you need help today. Not next month, not 2 months from now. I mean, when I've had an issue, I usually skip the system and I call the guy I want at home.
Because you're both on speed dial for each other.
Because I've got the best doctors on the planet on, on speed dial. But for routine stuff, you know, I can't do that. In August, I got a note from my insurance carrier saying, you know, you should get your annual Medicare physical. Well, I said, okay, I feel fine, but I ought to. I'm 76 years old. I should get a Medicare physical just for the heck of it. I'm on Medicare. So I went online and I made a appointment with my primary care physician. And this was in mid-August. And my appointment is for October 31st.
Wow.
So
obviously you're not urgent.
Yes.
Yes. So
it's a good thing you're healthy.
It is.
Wow.
I mean,
make sure you don't get hurt between now and then.
No. Yeah.
So in mid-August, I got an appointment for October 31st. Why the hell do they bother notifying me that I should get the exam if they're not going to let me have the exam?
2.5 months out.
Wow. It's absolutely insane. It was always a bit of an issue, but the last year or so, it's just been horrible.
Worse, yeah.
And we've got to do something about that as a society. People that get sick this week cannot wait months to see a physician to even start the process of working it up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. I remember when I was a country doc, if I did a breast exam or I had a mammogram come back to my office that indicated a high probability of a cancer. Before I called the patient, I called the surgeon, the oncologist, and I made arrangements to have them go in and get seen the following day.
Wow.
And I would see them on, you know, say on a Tuesday, and they would go in and consult with the surgeon and the oncologist on Wednesday. Because I never wanted to be in a situation of telling a woman, I think you've probably got a cancer, and we'll get you in 2 months.
Oh, my.
To start the workup. That's just insane. Once you tell a woman that you think she's got a cancer, she needs to be seen now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And why is it that as a country doctor, I could make those arrangements.
Yeah.
And here in the great big city with all these super smart subspecialists around, people have to wait weeks and weeks.
Well, you see, the other thing too is at least you picked up the phone and called and spoke to someone. Now with our EMR system the way it is, people sometimes find out through their electronic medical system without even having a conversation with the doctor first.
Yeah.
And that just bothers me a lot.
Yeah, that's scary.
I would never want somebody to find out about a cancer diagnosis online.
Yeah.
You know, or on the phone. I brought them in and I sat down beside them and sometimes held their hand while I told them.
Sure.
You know, this is what's got me concerned.
Yeah. I don't know that anybody does that anymore, Jerry.
Make medical great again. You need to do that.
Yes.
Wow.
God.
Okay.
So tragic.
Oh, let's take a phone call. 800-465-8770.
You think about
your questions.
It. EMR and, you know, electronics have really made medicine worse.
Yeah.
It's just taken time away from the patient-physician interaction. Mm-hmm. Because now all what we're trying to do is make sure that our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed, and you know everything in the world of electronics is as it should be. Otherwise, doctors get their hands wrapped. You know,
yes.
the administrators come down and go, "Your records are not up to date. You need to do blah blah blah." Well, it's taking time away from being able
to talk to the patient.
Yeah.
All right, Tammy on the line. Good morning, Tammy.
Hello,
thank you
Tammy.
For calling. How can we help?
Good morning. I wake up with leg cramps and have to get up out of bed in my calf, and I might have been working outside raking for a couple of hours, so I wondered if that was just the stretching or dehydration. And then it seems like doctors always want to put you on Crestor if your cholesterol is off, and I keep thinking that causes memory loss, which I'm having as I age. Would you comment on those two items?
Sure. You want to do this or me?
You.
You can each take one.
Well, leg cramps, you know, in the morning, again, lots of different causes. Dehydration is a primary cause. As we get older, we just don't drink enough water. And so make sure you hydrate yourself. Magnesium deficiency is another cause. So nutrients that you definitely need in your body, you're not getting them. So this is, you know, just a simple, without knowing much about her history at all, and just thinking about cramps.
Magnesium is my initial go-to. You know, I use my body pretty heavily, and I stress my muscles a lot. And if I get cramps in the night, I really kick my magnesium intake up for a day or two, and it just goes away. Also turns out that magnesium can frequently help people's both mood and memory a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the things you can try. Yes, hydrate yourself well. If your muscles have been overstressed, you may need to let them rest a day or two before you push them hard again. But a good magnesium supplement is often quite helpful when it comes to leg cramps.
Mm-hmm. I like fish oil, too.
Mm-hmm. So, omegas.
Yeah, the omega-3s are really very good.
Right.
Can
what was your second
one? The dosage of the magnesium? And can you just get it at Costco?
It's like you can get it anywhere. You know, we have one that we carry.
Like our muscle relief. It has 200 milligrams of magnesium, and that works very well. Remember, too much magnesium can cause diarrhea, so if you have loose stool, it can be a problem.
Yep.
So our 200 milligram really works very well.
And one twice
can
a day.
Take it like at night, once, you know, on and off, PRN.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, no, if you're getting muscle cramps every night, I'd say take one or two at night every day.
Yeah.
Until the cramps are gone.
Okay.
And what was the other something
about
memory?
Crestor?
Crestor.
And was
memory,
that right?
And memory
Tammy?
Loss.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was told, my kids were telling me I was having memory loss since I was put on Crestor, so I quit it for a year.
Okay.
It didn't seem like my memory came back that well. And I'm pushing 80.
Okay.
So I guess that was one of the concerns with being on the statins.
Yes, it is. A fair number of people get fuzzy-headed and short-term memory loss with, you know, with the statins. And if that's the case, you know, some folks just can't take it. Other folks, though, will find that they do better if they take their cholesterol medicine along with some CoQ10. 200 or 300 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 will often help that memory issue. But, yeah, cholesterol is necessary for brain function and for muscle function, actually. And so if you're lowering the cholesterol or interfering with cholesterol metabolism in your brain or a muscle, you can get muscle pain and aches and weakness and fuzzy-headed and memory issues. So, you know, the statins don't just lower cholesterol in your bloodstream. They interfere with cholesterol metabolism everywhere in your body, including your brain, your gut, your muscles, etc.
You know, I think my concern is that the memory loss that you were experiencing did not come back when you stopped the statin a year later, because generally it is reversible.
Yes, it is. But, you know,
if the drug is the cause and you stop taking the drug, you should have noticed a back to baseline.
And it sometimes takes 6 months or so to get it all back, but it certainly within a year it should be back. Yeah. So to what degree is this just age-related cognitive decline?
Or something else?
Yes. Well, and that's the question. Everybody's brain function slows down with age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but different people lose it at different rates.
Mm-hmm.
But the older you get, the faster it tends to accelerate.
Mm-hmm.
That's different from dementia.
Mm-hmm.
That is a normal process that happens to almost everybody, really. There's very, very few people that seem to maintain their youthful cognitive vigor into their 70s and 80s.
Correct. And she's pushing 80, so there must be other causes that can be addressed for memory. And then I would gauge the Crestor issue based on what her personal cardiovascular risk profile is.
Yeah. So your cholesterol is one issue that needs to be worked up well.
Yeah, and also remember, the statin is to reduce the risk for stroke for you.
Yep.
Because they've been shown to reduce stroke. So you really need to have a good conversation with your cardiologist about what is the benefit and potential side effects for you personally.
Mm-hmm.
And then decide whether this medication is right for you or not. And in the meantime, you can do other things to lower your high cholesterol naturally. And you can use things like CoQ10, which will help mitigate some of the side effects of the medication itself.
Mm-hmm. And there are a couple of things you can do to help with the age-related cognitive decline. They are not useful with early dementia. People that are getting demented just get demented with or without the interventions. But citicoline is a has been shown in a 13-month study to help reverse cognitive decline to a reasonable extent.
Yeah, we use that a lot. It's Cognizant in our clinic, and we use that with Bacoba, so the combination. But then we also measure nutrients. We do a nutritional analysis. We add vitamin Bs. We'll use optimal memory. Certainly, nutrients do play a huge role. So with the muscle cramps, if you put these things together, she's experiencing some nutritional deficiencies, and they could be affecting her memory as well.
The other thing, I saw a recent study where they actually put transducers on the temples to measure the intracranial blood flow in women in their mid-50s over time. And, you know, they're able to show that over time the blood flow to the brain declines.
Sure.
But that resveratrol reversed the decline in blood flow to the brain.
Mm. Interesting.
So, yeah. So something as simple as resveratrol, which, you know, I keep my wife on.
We keep our patients on?
And they keep me on.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, citicoline and resveratrol are two interventions you might consider, assuming it's just a age-related issue and not a drug issue.
Yeah.
Okay, now I've had about 5 head injuries. Probably over the 30 years and stuff where I had to sleep for 8 months when the kids were really little, and I'm going in for a CAT scan of my head to see if it had caused anything.
Good for you.
Can that cause a problem? And
yes, it can. But to hear the music. We've got to take a break.
Okay.
We'll discuss head trauma and cognition when we get back.
Yes, Tammy, you stay right there, and we will be back with your questions. And now is a great time to call in. Phone lines are open at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umat. Welcome back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat in the studio, and your calls at 800-465-8770. We have room for you on the phone. Tammy on the phone talking about some head injuries that she's experienced.
Yeah, there is a very clear correlation between head injuries and the development of serious cognitive decline and even overt dementia in later life. We used to think that as long as you didn't have a significant loss of consciousness or so on, or that you would recover from concussions pretty quickly. But we now have discovered that that microcircuitry, the single little tiny fibers in the brain that connect the different areas of the brain, once they're damaged, they're damaged. And we may compensate for it when we're young enough and we still have enough recuperative powers, but it never seems to go completely back to normal. And it does set us up for more cognitive and memory issues in later life. So
sure.
Protecting your head is a very important thing to do.
A huge issue in football players and all sports, and for that matter.
Yes. Well, and they've even done studies on kids that are using
soccer,
their head in soccer.
Soccer, yeah.
And even the trauma of a soccer ball.
Mm-hmm. Over and over and over.
Right. Indeed.
But a kid who uses his head half a dozen times in a single game, they've actually done MRI studies, and they show swelling and trauma in the brain.
Right.
So, if you've had several head injuries that really laid you up for a while, then yes, I would be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something you really, really need to follow up once more with a first-rate neurologist.
Right.
Yeah. Is that helpful, Tammy?
One last week, and it was like, I'm going to have I'll just have to schedule a CAT scan or whatever, or to see if they could see anything. But this happened maybe years ago with the head injuries.
Yeah.
And maybe in the last couple of years where I'd slide and my head wouldn't hit a rock wall, but I could feel my brain going back, forward, back, forward, back, forward, like there wasn't enough fluid in my brain. It was like some was absent, but I could feel my brain moving back and forth. I guess would you consider that a head trauma too?
Well, anything that shakes the head, babies are subject to that when parents pick them up and give them a shake. Shaken baby syndrome
is a real thing.
And these kids can have lifelong cognitive issues from having their head shaken as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the brain is a delicate organ and very, very complex. And the more trauma you have to it in your lifetime, the higher your risk of significant cognitive functions in late life. So, but I'd say the CAT scan is good for looking at the amygdala size, the area where we process memory from short to long-term memory. And that shrinks in people that are developing many forms of dementia, including Alzheimer's. But the MRI will give us even better information than the CAT scan.
Mm. I think they were debating can you have an MRI if you've got dental implants?
If they're a ferrous metal, probably not. Once more, although, used to be they told me I couldn't have MRIs because I've got shrapnel scattered hither and yon in my body. But when I went in a year or two ago about my hip, they were able to do MRIs with the newer shielding and the newer machines and the new algorithms for reading things. They were able to do MRIs on me when in previous years they would not have.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I was a little worried about it because I have one little flake of metal sitting in the diaphragm under my heart, and I really did not want that one to go whizzing around.
No.
But I have since had MRIs of both my spine and my hips when Dan was trying to figure out, what to do with my hip pain.
Yeah.
And we ended up doing the stem cells and made it all better.
Yeah.
So, the technology is changing. They may be able to do MRIs on you now when they wouldn't at one point. So.
Right.
Okay, you, then the other thing is, last week I listened to your thing on estrogen and with memory loss and stuff like that, and I had endometriosis, and after having three kids due to surgery and stuff, I went into menopause at age 32. As soon as my third kid was born, two months after that, I went into menopause. Yeah. So that, and I didn't take any estrogens after it because of the endometriosis.
Right.
And so I wondered if that was causing some of my memory loss. I'm having trouble pulling up my grandkids' names and stuff like that. I have to think, and sometimes I just give up and say, look at it on the iPad, and maybe I can come up with people's names because I just can't pull the names up.
So you got a couple of things that can really accelerate your cognitive decline. And yes, early menopause is a big hit because these, what we used to consider sex hormones, are in fact neurologic hormones. They're brain hormones. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're involved in adolescence for helping us to develop our reproductive capacity. But once that's done, their primary function is in our brain. And, you know, word recall and verbal facility, memory to words and names and stuff, is estrogen driven to a large extent.
That's why women talk a lot more than men.
Oh, yeah. Well, plus we have to repeat it because they go, what? Huh?
That's because we don't hear high-pitched sounds.
Yeah.
It's true. Verbal facility is estrogen driven. Spatial orientation is testosterone driven. That's why young men with high testosterone know where they are in the world and don't need to ask directions. Old men that have lowered their testosterone now get lost because we lose our spatial orientation with low testosterone, and women lose their verbal facility. So hormone balancing is important. When we are dealing with a patient who has some cognitive decline, the hormone balancing is an important part of their therapy in our clinics.
So where would I start with the brain CAT scan or something like that first with a neurologist and then...
Start with that.
I do it all simultaneously, wouldn't you, Jerry? The hormonal issues you can do at any time. Obviously, it's not a new thing. It's an ongoing. And we know that you're low. And the question you have to ask yourself is, are you willing to replace them? Do you want to do that? And then you start with, one or two, and then start with some nutrients that are important for brain function.
Mm-hmm. So, there's things we can do. I don't know the underlying cause of your issue yet or how bad it's going to get, so I can't make you promises.
Exactly.
But, when it comes to evaluation and therapy of older people's cognition, I suspect we're about the best around.
I agree.
Yes.
I mean,
we you do went a lot
to,
of
you,
it.
You went to meet Dale Bredesen when he first published it years and years and years ago. And
2014, September.
Wow. We brought in a lot of those initial. We were doing many of them. We still don't do heavy metal and toxicity measurements, but then that's not our area of expertise. But hormone replacement is, lifestyle is, functional medicine is.
Yep.
And we use all of the things, stem cell therapies, anything we need to do. I was thinking, and the last 2 days, we've done everything that our clinic offers. I was looking at that.
Whoa!
We did IV exosomes. The Viasure was used. IV vitamins were used. Blood tests were being done. The laser machines were working. Hair PRPs were going on. Everything was happening.
Everything.
I was so excited. It was and there's no space issue. There's no issue with room availability.
That's right.
We're doing it all.
We just moved into our much bigger space.
Yeah. That's right.
That's what she's telling you.
Hey, Tammy, if we have to go. We've got several calls lined up right now. Was there anything else?
If you had endometriosis in your abdominal cavity, if you had started out with hormones and stuff, if you're at a certain age, that's gone, Pat, you know.
It should have all atrophied and gone away by now, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
All right. Good luck,
Tammy. Thank you for the call.
Thank you for calling, yeah.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
We have several calls to get to, and we're going to do that in just a moment. But Dr. Mixon, Dr. Umat, you mentioned our new facility here in Kirkland. Of course, the show Leading Edge Medicine being brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, and now our new, improved, expanded, brand new, sparkling new Kirkland facility.
Yeah, absolutely love the space, the light, mm-hmm. the energy, the vibrancy. Like I said, I need a new wardrobe of shoes and footwear.
Yes.
Slippers are not going to cut it.
What is this about?
Shoe shopping.
Women need shoes.
Shoes
yes.
and purses.
Yeah, shoes and purses. But,
and cute ones and lots
just,
of them.
I just cleaned out much of my retirement fund to build that new facility for you guys upstairs.
Yes.
And my response is, I need new shoes to go with the new clinic?
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about...
Are there any husbands out there that can emote with me here?
Okay.
I have all these office wives of mine
do
who now want to run.
How expensive shoes are, and I'm not
yes,
even talking
I know.
About...
I pay for them.
But I don't. And I went, and I was like, oh my
what?
Good Lord, this
yes.
is not okay.
Sunil pays for them for you.
There you go. Yes.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, we have a new clinic, and we would love... Love to bring
clinic
you.
Is absolutely fabulous.
Oh, yes.
But the open house will have to wait for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we're functioning.
Yes,
absolutely.
And we're using borrowed things hither and thither, but we are seeing patients, and I'm just so happy that we're able to do everything. I see the my DNA kits here and there, and they're doing blood draws, and they're giving IV vitamins, and it's just heartwarming. I love
yes.
it.
Yes.
The new clinic is more than twice as big as the
Whoa.
Old clinic. So we've got lots of new space, lots of extra rooms. The downside is some of the stuff that we have ordered, like the desks for the front desk, the reception area and stuff, have not yet arrived.
Okay.
There'll
Alrighty.
Probably be another month to get all the doodads and the fix-up and the prettiness in.
Mm-hmm.
But
lots of change orders.
Lots of change orders.
Yes.
Yes. But even given that, it is a lovely space, and it is so much
beautiful.
Better than what we had. And give us another month or so, it's going to be totally gorgeous.
Oh. Well, it is gorgeous already, but, you know, the finishing touches are coming.
Oh, yes.
We're functioning.
We are functioning.
Yeah. And we'll be beautiful as well.
And we would love to see you at the new Kirkland Clinic or Tacoma or Linwood Longevity Medical Clinics. We are still offering that free health analysis appointment because it's so important for you, and no matter what your age, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s even, to come in and find out what's going on in your body. We'll give you two simple tests, a blood test and an in-body test that will let the doctors know what you could be at risk for down the road. Alzheimer's, cancers, so many of the things that we talk about on the show, dementia, diabetes, heart disease, and so much more. We want you healthy and we want you to be stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier and
happier.
Give us a call and get that scheduled. It's called your free health analysis appointment. 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG or call lmclinic.com. You can go online, lmclinic.com, and schedule yourself right there online. Pick the day, the time that works best for your busy schedule and pick a clinic near you. Kirkland, Tacoma, or Linwood. We are anxious to see you here at Longevity and get you back to feeling the best that you can. We have Barbara on the line and Bonnie, and we'll be back after this break in just a moment. Stay right there. Seeger
It is indeed.
Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat. My name is Lynette. We are here with Leading Edge Medicine today, answering your questions. And so far, it has been all women today asking questions.
Indeed, it's
and
a lady
that's
show.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So we're going to go over to Seattle, where it is shining, the sun is out, and it is looking gorgeous. Barbara has a question for us. Hi, Barbara. Welcome.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm a regular listener, and I totally enjoy your show. I just turned 80, and I've been blessed with wonderfully good health through the years. But the last 4 or 5 months, I've been struggling with a sciatic pain thing going down the back of my leg.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, I've been going to physical therapy. That's the only, my regular doctor recommended physical therapy. So I've been dealing with the, and I've been doing their exercise and seeing them. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's getting better. I think it might even be a little bit worse. And the thing is, like, especially when I get up in the morning, I'm really, it's like a spasm almost, mostly in the left, down the buttocks and the left leg. Mm-hmm. And I'm really kind of doubled over until I start walking, and it's a little painful getting back in the groove, but I walk around a little and I do my back, the stretch, the back, one of the back exercises, or several of the exercises. And then it's pretty good. And I do have, when I sit down, I have the back roll things, and I'm careful. But then I can go on pretty normal, but it never goes totally away. But I can have a fairly normal day, but then it comes back, like in the evening, especially if I sit down and get up. So anyway, to make the long story short, I just wondered if there was anything. I'm about ready to think, is there a specialist or someone?
Going yes, there is.
The question, I'm on Medicare supplement, one of them.
Okay.
And it does take a long time. I relate to what Dr. Mixon said at the beginning. It's getting harder. It takes longer to get
yes.
in. So I just wondered if he had any advice or any. It sounds like a lot of people struggle with this. So thank you.
It's a common problem.
Hmm.
Yeah. And it seems like there's a lot of ideas and exercises, like, online.
Yeah.
There's vitamins. There's all kinds of, but a lot of those are just, I think, hype things. But
yeah. I'm going to recommend that you go give Dr. Daniel Nelson a call. Okay. Dan is a pain specialist. That's what he does. He evaluates the causes and the interventions available for almost every pain you can imagine. And sciatic nerve is one of his bread and butter things that he handles all the time. And, you know, the therapies can be anything from very simple to more complex. For instance, if when he examines you, if he puts his finger right on that sciatic notch and gives it a little push and that reproduces your pain, it may just be a little cortisone injection right around that notch to get the swelling down and make those ligaments release so they don't squish on the nerve so hard. But it could be coming from higher. It could be coming from your spine.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's a great guy to figure out where the nerve is being irritated.
Right.
And then how to take the pressure off the nerve and make it feel better.
Right.
Okay, that's what I needed. I think I've been thinking about going to a specialist rather than calling.
Lynette, you want to give her Dr. Nelson's number, please?
Yes, Barbara, do you have a pen and paper?
I sure do.
Okay, this is who you want to call, Dr. Dan Nelson. He is at Pro Ortho, and you can get a hold of him by calling 425-823-4000. Okay?
425-823-4000.
Yeah, 425. Yeah, 823, and then 4,000.
4,000. Okay, I thank you so much. That's a good answer for me. Thank you.
All right, take care, dear.
Very good. All right, Leading Edge Medicine continues. We're headed to Tacoma now, and we have Bonnie on the line. Good morning, Bonnie. Welcome.
Good morning. Are you ready for
me? We are here. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. Well,
thousands of people are waiting.
Woohoo!
No pressure.
I was listening early, and you were talking about bladder, and that's the bane of my existence.
Ooh.
I'm up every 2 hours during the night. I've been with a urologist for a year now. We've done 5 different medications, and I also had Botox in the bladder. And nothing helped. Mm. And then basically, they say it's I'm not emptying, and I have the irritable urethra.
Yes. Sure.
And you mentioned, I mean, I can't even go. I went with my granddaughter. The last movie was Beauty and the Beast, and I had to get up 2 times.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. You know, so, and if I'm going somewhere, I make sure I don't drink much, you know, just so.
Yes.
Anyway, you mentioned this D-Manus?
D-Manus,
yeah. And what is that, and can I get
it? Well, it's a sugar. It's a kind of an odd sugar because humans can't metabolize it. So when we take it, when we eat or drink it, it goes in, and our kidneys just dump it out in our urine, unchanged. Uh-huh. We don't burn it, so it doesn't make you fat, doesn't do anything except, you know, you end up with this particular sugar in your urine, and it plugs up the cilia on the bacteria, so they can't attach to the bladder wall, and they just slide right out with your urine. But it doesn't sound like that's your problem. You know, we recommend that for women that have frequent or constant chronic infections of the bladder.
Well, I do get the infection. And the last time I was so positive I had an infection, you know, that I took my specimen in, and I didn't. You know, so you mentioned that to the false.
Yes. Yeah, and that's the problem, is that urgency makes people think they have an infection when they don't. And the D-Manos will not fix that. It only helps to prevent real infections. So to the degree that you have an irritable bladder and you've got detussor instability and so on, that's sounds like your urologist is already doing the standard things. Yeah, you know, female plumbing is proof that God is male.
Yeah, what is up with all that?
You know, it's no female deity would have designed this plumbing system.
No,
so, I agree with that.
No, yeah. And it's one of those things that I think every woman should have a little chat with him when you guys get there. And just say, why? What did you have in mind exactly when you did this? And half of my prayers are actually to give God advice on how to run the universe. I have found that he seems to ignore me pretty consistently when I do that. But the other half is just saying thank you for the wonderful life I enjoy. So,
yes.
And gratitude.
And I heard you mention you had something else besides cranberry juice.
The bladder. Well, we talked about D-Manos. Oh, we talked about the prescription. There's a new hyaluronic acid vaginal suppository that they are prescribing for some people, women that have vulvovaginal syndrome, which is pain, not related to an overactive bladder, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well,
overactive bladder is a toughie. It's
really
hard.
It really is.
I've learned just to live with it, you know, because nothing's changing, you know, but it's what I do for a good night's sleep, you know, not to have to get up and go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Well, you know, anyway. I mean, for that, I do like to use progesterone. I do find that my women respond very well to progesterone, and it does help give them a few extra hours where normally they're up every 2 hours. It can improve their sleep quality a little bit. So that might be something you can talk to your primary care provider about, doing a little low-dose progesterone at night to help with sleep.
I certainly have tried everything. I even tried an experimental drug, you know, that was like $300, and it was shipped to me free so I could try it, which was very nice. But it just caused painful urination.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dear. We talked about cranberry juice. We talked about D-mannose. We talked about this suppository for hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, the hyaluronic. I wonder if that's what she's wondering.
I don't know, but that's a prescription vaginal suppository from her doctor. She can't get it over the counter.
Okay. That's right.
And we talked about doing our radiofrequency Vitalia treatments for women that have stress incontinence.
And we can do that here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, this is a different problem.
This is a whole different
Vitalia
problem.
Would not help her.
No.
I'm afraid, young lady, this is one we're going to have to just leave in the capable hands of your urologist.
Yeah.
I think for people have tried everything on me.
Yep.
But thank you
I understand.
Very much.
You're welcome.
Well, good luck to you.
I was hoping that was the magic bullet there that demanded.
Well, tell you what.
Anyhow,
don't go away quite yet. When we come back from this commercial, I'm going to tell you about my fantasy of how the good Lord should have designed females.
Oh, okay, Bonnie, this should be interesting. Let's hang on the line there, and we will be back with more Leading Edge Medicine. And we'll get to you as well, Bonnie, with her question. Stay right there. This is Leading Edge Medicine. Welcome back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat, and your calls. We have time for one more call. 800-465-8770. June, if you're there, call us right back. We dropped that call. And Bonnie was on the line, and Dr. Mixon, you were going to
emphasize.
Yes, he's...
For many years, this whole thing with female plumbing has bugged me just a bit. I mean, let's face it, I'm male, I enjoy it, but that's a different issue. But I mean, it almost brings you back to Nietzsche. Anybody here ever read Nietzsche?
No,
a German philosopher, late 1800s and stuff. He was a bit of a pig, but
which is why we probably haven't read it, Dr.
One of his philosophical points was, you know, man was made to be a warrior, and woman was made to please man. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Definitely didn't read that.
Nietzsche was a bit
slap
of a
slap him up on the head.
Yeah, that's right. But this whole thing of putting an 8-pound baby through a 1-ounce opening makes no sense at all.
Well, but I keep telling you, Jerry, that 8-pound babies are not that common across the world.
Well,
the world, they're about 5 or 6 pounds.
You see, I kept having 9-pound babies.
Yes.
Because I'm a full-size guy in a pint-size world.
Yes.
And so, you know, but that cervix, that opening to the cervix that the baby's got to come through, starts off something a little bit smaller than the diameter of a pencil eraser.
Oh, my.
Okay? So you got something smaller than a pencil eraser that you're going to put a 5, 6, 8, 9, 10-pound baby through.
Mm-hmm.
This is poor planning.
Yes, that's why they created cesarean sections.
That's right. Bad engineering. Okay? I mean, you hate to criticize the good Lord, but that's bad engineering. And so I thought, you know, okay, if I were designing this human system, how would I do it? And I think, okay, I'm going to make Homo sapiens sapien a marsupial.
Okay.
Oh, like the kangaroo.
Like a kangaroo. Sure. Because a baby kangaroo, a joy, is born so small he can sit in a teaspoon with room to spare. Okay? Now, that's an easy delivery.
Now, I could get
that. That's what comes out of the vagina, is this little tiny baby so small that he can sit in a teaspoon with room to spare. And then he crawls up the fur on mommy's leg, gets into the pouch, and attaches to her breast nipple, which is in the pouch. And he sits in that pouch.
And grows.
And grows and nourishes himself from the nipples in the pouch.
Being protected.
Being protected inside mommy's little pouch. And when she gets tired, she actually can take him out and get a break and put him back in the pouch.
Give him to dad.
You know, which is really kind of neat.
Sure.
Yeah. And so, I mean, wouldn't that be nicer to have, you know, a 1 ounce delivery instead of this thing? Because full size human type deliveries just tear the heck out of female plumbing system.
Yeah.
The bladder, the vagina, the rectum, it all gets traumatized with a vaginal delivery. So I just think a marsupial makes more sense. And of course, we men, being men, we will sexualize anything. You know, I mean, it's just the way we're made.
Look at the pocket on her.
Yeah. You see Joe and Harry, they're walking down the street, and they see, you know, a nice lady hopping towards them in the other direction. So, get a load of that pouch. Yeah, no, we'd make it for our pleasure, no matter what it was. So.
Jerry.
look at the time. So, Bonnie, what do you think about that?
I will never think about a kangaroo the same again.
I was
thinking about having a transplant and maybe making my umbilical the new part.
Why not?
Yes.
Okay.
She's got something there.
As you can tell, Dr. Mason is a bit of a mood this morning, but what the hell?
That's okay.
That's okay.
That's all right. Hey, Bonnie, thank you for sticking with
us.
Take care,
bye-bye.
Bonnie. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Poor Bonnie. She did not know what she was getting into when she called us.
All right.
Our listeners never know what they're getting
they
into
never know,
when they turn
but we,
on the radio.
We hope we put a smile on your face. All
That's
I can
right.
think about is
Life.
That woman bouncing down with the baby
with
or twins.
Said,
or triplets
yeah.
even. Yeah. The stroller companies would go out of business, but hey.
Well, there'll be a new stroller.
That's right.
I don't own stock in stroller companies anyway.
And new shoes. Just think of
shoes.
That as you're hopping.
Oh, new purses.
That's right. You'd wear
that's
those.
Right. That's yeah. right. Leading Edge Medicine here. We have just a few minutes left of our show. Now, Dr. Mixon, we didn't have you at the beginning of our show. That's typically where we talk about what's new in medicine, what's happening, anything on the horizon, and what shots should we be looking at getting? That's usually a big question.
Yeah, well,
to do.
That's what I've got on the list for my October 31st.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You got lots of time.
I know.
You got a month.
Yeah, I've got to be getting my DTaP.
Yeah.
Okay.
My diphtheria and tetanus and pertussis.
What about you got
I'm going to get my flu shot.
Yeah.
They brought out the newer Shingrix. And so just because I'm 76 and my immune system, I do what I can to keep it as best I can. But just to be safe, I'm going to get the updated Shingrix.
Oh, so. Why don't you get that and then let us know
how
if it's painful.
It
yeah. How,
you
know, how
I got the original version.
You did, yeah.
I got the original version back several years ago, and it hurt.
Yeah.
I was not a happy guy. I hurt for 3 days from that shot. That's bleh. But I'm going to screw up my courage and get it again.
Okay.
I will get my flu shot. Unless I see something really changing in the country, I am not getting another COVID booster.
Mm.
Okay. I had my two COVIDs. I had my one booster. That's it. Now, if people my age with my degree of fitness start toppling over dead from it, then I'll go ahead and get it.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, for the vast majority of the country, it's a cold.
Okay.
It's a runny nose and stuffy head. You feel miserable, sore throat. You lose your sense of smell. But,
yep.
Boy.
But it usually comes back.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few folks like you got whacked.
Yeah, you really got
lost
it.
All your energy and need to go to bed for a few days.
Yep.
But, you know, even that I can tolerate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have no intention of doing the next COVID unless something changes. And I watch the data, and, you know, if it looks like it's turning back into a significantly dangerous disease, I'll get my COVID booster.
Right.
But
okay.
Until then, no.
No.
Well, I don't need a booster now.
No, you don't. You probably have the best booster of
yes.
all of us there.
That's right.
Okay. And Dr. Mixon, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about something in India, the Nipah virus. And it had
five whole cases in the country.
In northern India.
Yeah.
And has that increased over the last 2 weeks?
It is not going like wildfire and spreading. They're still being very cautious. But, you know, the fruit bats carry this virus. And it is a nasty virus. It does have a 70-some percent fatality rate, mostly because it hits the brain and causes an encephalitis. Mm. But we don't have those fruit bats in America, and we have not yet seen any evidence that it's human-to-human spread around here. So, you know, we'll relax with the Nipah for the moment.
Okay, good, good. They can't make that a big, scary thing. They tried. The media. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were probably trying to, you know, cover up something else going on in the media.
Why not?
Yeah, or not. All right. Anything else medical that we should be on the alert? How about your new book, Dr. Mixon?
Yes. My new book. Well, it is supposed to be delivered here to our fulfillment center on the 16th of October. Assuming it gets here on time. Yes. And assuming that it doesn't get shipped on the 16th and delivered a week later. But certainly by the end of this month,
okay.
I should have my new book should be available. And yeah,
very good.
We'll stick it in the clinics so people can get copies of it, and we'll put it on our website or something.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think we need a stand-up cardboard Dr. Mixon holding his new book.
Is that what we need?
I think we need that, because I think people are going to want to come into the clinics and take their picture with Dr. Mixon. I see it now. I know I do. Maybe I'll just order a stamp for the studio here.
Yeah, I've already been told by the staff that everybody on the staff wants a autographed personalized copy.
Yes.
Well, that's a given.
Yes.
Now, first edition.
Yes, indeed.
That's wonderful. Very excited for this. And tell us about the book. Are we going to get a little biography, a little backstory of you?
A little bit.
Just a tiny bit? Okay.
A little bit. I didn't want to make the book all about me sort of thing. There is a bit in it about why I became a physician and what led me to this path, and my days as a country doctor, and then my starting the longevity clinic and stuff. But mostly I talk about what we do, how we do it, why we do it the way we do it.
All right.
So,
and it's coming out, and we can't wait.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's it for the show for today. This is Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Jerry Mixon here, Dr. Samira Umat, and we are all back in the studio next week, and we enjoy your calls. We love it when you call in. We love it when you tell us, hey, I'm this age, and this is what I'm doing, or we love it when we hear that you've been a patient at Longevity for so many years. That's awesome. Thank you so much for that. And of course, if you want to reach us, if you'd like to make that free health analysis appointment, anytime, you can call us at 866-86-YOUNG.